Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship for this Tuesday in Easter week in the church calendar. Walking into the resurrection and life of Jesus. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you.
Your eyes are on. Singing over me as I sing to you. You delight in me as I delight in you. The unending hope of glory, Jesus. Your eyes are on me, my eyes are on you. You're singing over me as I sing to you. You delight in I delight myself in you, the unending hope of glory. Oh, Jesus.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Fixed on you. You are singing over me. What a sound as I sing to you. You delight in me as I delight myself in you. The unending hope of glory. Your love for me. The unending hope of glory.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. We give it to you. You made it. We rejoice. Our psalm for today, Psalm 33, 18 through 22. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you.
Singing to you as you're singing over me, I delight in you, you delight in me, the unending hope of glory. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading is John 20, 11 through 18. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her.
I love how you reveal yourself to us, Jesus. You say our name, you say our names. So much tenderness and compassion and understanding. It's the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This Tuesday in Easter week, our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. O God, who by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light, grant that we, who have been raised with him, may abide in his presence and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be dominion and praise forever and ever. Amen. Take a few moments and pray specifically for those in your life. Say their names with boldness before the throne of grace, as the scripture says. Your Father is waiting. Present your request to God, and he will meet your needs according to the riches in Jesus. Lord, we just pray today that your resurrection power would permeate everything that we do, Lord. That we would fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And as we gaze upon him and meditate upon him through the Holy Spirit, that we would become more like him, loving like he loves, caring deeply about people, laying our lives down with sacrificial love, caring for the least, for the oppressed, the marginalized, the forgotten. Stepping out of the race to get for ourselves alone.
Singing over me as I sing to you. You delight in me as I delight myself in you. The unending hope of glory, the unending hope. Glory.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, filled with the hope of glory. Amen.